it seems like the run game has really picked up. And what do you attribute that to?
I think, you know, it was just as the season went on, you know, everyone kept getting more comfortable. You know, Deshaun's playing well. You know, I think everything just in general in the offense just started getting moving and, you know, it's showing.
What are the signs you see that you're close to getting
better? I mean, like I said, no one's quit. And, you know, every week, no matter who we're playing, no matter how good the record, you know, we're right in the game for the most part every week. And, you know, keep getting close. You know, we're going to get over that edge.
Did you look much at the Green Bay-Tampa game?
I've seen it once.
Did you see that? Front four, they use all linebackers.
Yeah, you know, Green Bay has a lot of talented players, and they use a lot of, you know, unique personnel groups. You know, they're going to use their people who are their strengths, and, you know, that's smart on their part, and we're going to have a great challenge this week.
Did Tampa even run the ball on that alignment? They just keep throwing into that?
I don't remember, so.
It seemed to me it would be a check down the handoff for a 20-yard gain. Huh. Why was it effective for them?
I mean, they got a lot of great athletes, and, you know, no matter who's in there, I know they can play both sides of the ball. You know, I'm sure he'll figure that part out, and, you know, he'll make the best decision.
Kevin, you are always good, those playoff teams down there, but are you surprised that you guys as a team haven't continued to play as hard as you are, or is that...
Are you saying, like, just... You're surprised, like, the team hasn't given up?
Yeah,
or,
yeah.
Oh, you know, I don't think so. Just the type of guys, you know, we have great leaders in this room like Kirko and Joe and everyone. You know, everyone's, you know, playing for each other, you know, right now. You know, you can't, you know, focus, you know, the record is what it is. But everyone here, you know, a lot of pride in this room. And, you know, they're trying to, you know, get this thing turned around, and they're not going to stop until it happens.
When you signed with a 1-15 team, did you ever envision this season was going to go anything like it has with no victories?
I mean, I don't think you ever go into that, like, you know, at the start of the year, you know, the new year's fresh, and like I've been saying, I mean, this season is what it is so far, and, you know, we've been keep going, and, you know, we have four games left, and we're going to do whatever we can to, you know, finish out strong.
In the context of your career as you signed here long term, and the way fans are looking at it is, you know, long term is the only way you can look at it, because this year is so rough to watch. Do you find yourself looking into the future and imagining what the team will be like in the coming years?
You know, just, you know, as the season, you know, I'm still focused on the season, but you like to think, you know, they put this big game plan into action and, you know, they've stuck to it and, you know, you see the talent starting to build in here. So it is exciting to think about what could happen.
Do you think you guys feel the pressure of only four games left to finally get that win? Running out of time to get a win?
I think we're just focusing, like, each week at a time, and, you know, obviously we want the win, and we're going to, you know, just attack it like that.
You've known Hugh, obviously, for years. How have you seen him handle this?
I mean, as a coach, you know, and as fiery as he is, you know, I know he's not enjoying this, but I think, you know, he's keeping the team up, you know, as long as the leaders, and, you know, no one's quit, and, you know, I know he wants it more than anyone, so.
Do you think teams late into games are, do you think you guys are surprising some teams by, you know, being up on them sometimes in the third quarter, playing as hard as you guys are? Do you think teams are a little surprised by some of that?
I don't know. I think, you know, if they watch the film, I think they know we've played hard and we do have talent. So I don't know if it surprises anyone. You know, I think it's just up to us now to, you know, finish it out.
Do you think that, is this team just too young right now to win?
I mean, that's never an excuse, you know. You know, we are young, but, you know, we've been in a lot of close games against good teams, and, you know, it's just a matter of finishing. You know, I don't think youth is an excuse.
Do you feel, I mean, is there a difference when you're on a team like you were with the Bengals going to the playoffs? Is there just a different feel from a veteran presence? I mean, is there, can you explain it?
I don't know. We got the veterans, you know, in this room, you know, even though some of our veterans, you know, are year 4 and 5, you know, not, you know, I think we got the leaders, you know, here, and it's just a matter of us, you know, doing what we need to do.
So you don't think the average age is
no. I mean, there's young teams all over the league, and, you know, they, you know, it is what it is, but, you know, you've played this many games, you're not young anymore.
Obviously, you saw Josh Gordon out there. Did that give you the sense that, hey, you know, maybe he's going to be the guy that you
think? I mean, yeah, it was great having, you know, Josh back out there. You know, I'd only remember, you know, things I'd seen when I was back in Cincy. But, you know, having him out there, it was pretty impressive. You know, just a couple so close here and there. But, you know, a couple more times on the field, be excited to see what he can do.
From your point of view, what's the evolution of Kaiser been like? How was he kind of treating the big stage early in the season compared to now?
I think Kaiser's doing well. You know, he's been getting better as the season's gone on. And, you know, I think he's handled everything, you know, all the criticism that comes with being, you know, a QB, you know, going through a rough season. I think he's handling it fantastic, and, you know, I think he just keeps getting better.
You mentioned Betonio coming off a major injury. What kind of season is he having
in there? Betonio's playing great. You know, I knew, you know, as soon as he came to the league, you know, seeing him on film, you know, you see the talent, his natural athleticism, and, you know, he's killing it this year.